WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's mayor says he and the local Habitat for Humanity office want to hear from owners of rental homes who are looking for tenants.
We'd be happy to talk to you about helping you get your property up to speed if it needs some repairs, and helping you find families that would love to rent your property 12 months, not 9 months.
Carl Mooney on the Infomaniac says that would help populate established neighborhoods that have good schools. The Bryan City Council had no opposition to learning more about how property owners are notified about code enforcement issues. Councilman Ruben Marine says he and Prentice Madison have heard concerns from residents who are not able to take care of tall grass.
Specifically in the elderly community, where it may not have the means or resources to get these properties mowed, and if they're getting notified, you know, once a year, I don't think they're able to get to that.
The topic will be addressed during the council's March 27th workshop meeting. With very little discussion, all but one of Bryan's parks have a ban on tobacco smoking. City Councilman Mike Sutherland had a brief statement before a unanimous vote at this week's meeting.
I just hope we can bring the rest of the town along with this no smoking ordinance and add some more details to it in the future.
Tobacco smoking will continue to be allowed at the city's golf course, and the ban does not apply to electronic smoking devices and smokeless tobacco. A water main break in College Station closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Rio Grande for 2 hours yesterday afternoon.
So it's a large muddy mess right now.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says valves were switched to keep water flowing to customers.
Whenever we do that, we're changing the direction of flow in our distribution system, and that's what can lead to the discolored water that we sometimes get after water line breaks.
Because the break involves a 24-inch water line, an out-of-town contractor was called in to make the repair. Tony Mahalski started as a groundsman with the College Station Utilities Electric Division right out of high school. He worked as a lineman, foreman, and supervisor, among other positions, before becoming assistant director. The city's population has nearly tripled since he started in 1980.
When the customers come, I mean, because as development happens, you have to be ready to serve it. And I think, like I said, we've done a pretty good job of that.
Mahalski says he's seen it all when it comes to power outages.
As far as the craziest, I'd have to probably say somebody's iguana getting up on the phone.
Mahalski retired yesterday. After 38 years on the job, he and his wife will return to his hometown of LaGrange. And a veteran Bryan School District Central Office Administrator has announced her retirement. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws, a Bryan High graduate, has been with the district more than 25 years, the last 18 in charge of the district's finances. She will officially retire in June. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 61 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. And you can stream us online at any time, radioaggieland.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My name is Daniel Hernandez. I've been practicing law over 30 years in Brazos County and across the state, and I'm very familiar with the services of the district clerk's office. I invite all members of the community to vote for business leader Gabriel Garcia for the position of Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel's successful experience in managing highly trained employees and his integrity will ensure greater performance that will bring value-added outcomes to the county. Join me in voting for Gabriel Garcia, a conservative Republican.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to encourage everyone to become fully involved in the electoral process by encouraging others to register and vote. Let us not forget that in this great country, our government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. It cannot survive as a democratic republic unless the people participate. Exercise your constitutional responsibility to vote and encourage others to do the same.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, it's 7:10, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather, it's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute. Just go to groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Storm system pulling out of the area leads to better weather developing across the region today and tomorrow. Will turn partly to mostly sunny and breezy. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Tonight clear to partly cloudy and close to 50. Sun's in the forecast for tomorrow. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear. Lows close to 50 degrees. The outlook for Saturday, early sunshine followed by increasing cloudiness. High Saturday 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of action going around Aggieland last night. Aggie men's hoops got the win on the road. Aggie baseball defeated Incarnate Word. And Aggie softball got a couple of wins against Sam Houston State. Coach Joe Evans on her two hurlers. They combined for 11 innings of one-run ball.
I thought they both looked really good, in really good form, picking up where they left off. And the Mary Nutter and throwing strikes, getting ahead.
Trinity Harrington and Samantha Schauer were the two pitchers that picked up the victories last night for the Aggies. So we'll talk about those games as well as plenty of other stuff going on around the state. All that more coming up in sports.
That's it. Now, of course, remember, we just finished the shortest month. So it's now March, in case you didn't know.
What?
It is March.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, a new month has begun. Let's officially flip the calendar. Taking it off the wall.
I need to flip mine.
What happened to the tack?
Wait, I see it. Oh, my head! Son of a...
This has been the official flipping of the monthly calendar.
I have two calendars I need to flip.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know.
Well, if you only use the WTAW mouse pad, you wouldn't have to worry about flipping.
That's true. I have that too.
Right. Got it right there.
I always know the date. That is for sure.
Back in the day, you know, they used to have these ginormous desk calendars.
I have one of those.
Do you have one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, you'd need to write stuff down so you could remember. Remember when you had to write stuff down?
I still do. I use my phone, but I still do stuff down.
Okay. Because you're a lot more organized than
That's
I am.
It.
True.
Once again, guys don't, they write it down, they just forget where they put it.
Yeah. Well, I put it in my phone generally. I'll put like a reminder,
idea.
Like an alert.
Yeah, good idea to do that. And but nonetheless, and the thing is, if you get too dependent on that, then if you haven't done it, if you didn't write it, put it in there right when you needed to, then you're going to be stupid later on because you're not going to have it. So just saying. But it's March, and I found a whole list of other stuff that this is. You know, like this March, this is such and such and such and such day. It is National Frozen Food Month.
Oh, okay.
It is National Celery Month.
Oh.
Which causes you to think about all the things that you put on celery that allow you to eat
make it taste better. Yeah.
Because if you didn't, then you wouldn't.
Right. Correct.
Okay. It's also apparently National Peanut Butter Month.
Ooh, you can do peanut butter and celery.
Put those two together.
Yep.
It's National Sauce Month.
Just sauce in general.
National Sauce.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
Boy, you both went there.
Hashtag comeback SZN.
Man, I'm just saying, but... There are other sorts of sauces.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Ooh, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Hot sauce.
You know,
honey mustard sauce.
There hasn't been any Chick-fil-A honey mustard sauce here in the control room
in a while.
In the last, I don't know, it's been 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Ever since we were talking about that.
There's a lot of softball and, not just softball. There's a lot of sports going on this weekend, so board ops are everywhere, so be ready.
Board op Dan was in KWBC last night,
okay.
So.
You always know that.
Yeah, well, I knew it last night because I called the games,
oh,
and he was board hopping for me, and he's generally the guy who brings his chicken filet.
Ah, there you go. So we got that that happening. So, and I know, you know, one of the things about the radio station is that there will be people who are in the food business who bring food by.
Like Bluebell did yesterday.
Did they do that yesterday?
They did. Thank you, Bluebell man.
What did they bring us?
They brought us cherry vanilla, which I did not try.
Interesting.
And then they also brought us strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh, this sounds so sweet.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Is it still there?
Yeah, he brought two half gallons of each. So, but the strawberry cheesecake is cheesecake flavored ice cream with chunks of strawberry sundae swirl, like the sauce, and chunks of actual cheesecake.
Now, did the women folk in the office decide that
they wanted
just like a spoonful of each, so they just took the same spoon and just licked it off and then put it in another one and Ate it off
what
there.
What are you talking about the women folk?
Because
what are you talking about?
Because
no,
they do
we're
like,
professional around here. We have an ice cream scooper and everything.
Yeah that we like rinse off and once every three or four times.
Yeah, but people aren't licking it.
But people it's just the half the donut thing. The half a donut thing is still sticks
right,
with
we're
me.
We're not talking about that.
Well, I know we're not talking about donuts in general, but I'm just talking about food that's in the...
Well, it doesn't apply to the ice cream. Well,
go buy your own container if you're worried about that. If you're going to be a germaphobe.
I'm not worried about
but,
it.
No,
it's
I
just
did not,
the donuts.
I did not try both. I just tried the strawberry cheesecake, and it was delicious.
I noticed, though, the other day a cake place brought by, I guess, samples, because I see their business cards scattered.
Oh, Cake Junkie.
Yeah.
Yep.
They didn't leave any of those, did they?
No, because they brought cake balls, but that was like a few weeks ago.
Ah, this is the
follow-up.
So
when
was
know.
This?
So I don't. Oh, yeah,
I don't remember the cake balls.
Yeah, you obviously don't go into the break room as much as I do.
Well,
I did see their business cards, but either someone else ate the cake and just left the cards, or they just brought by cards.
There
I'm not
you
sure,
go.
But.
Every state has the most underrated city. Let's think about what the Texas most underrated city is. I kind of agree with it.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in just a little while. First, shortages around the world. We are confronted with shortages. And, you know, unless it's in our hometown or in our area.
We don't care.
We don't happen to notice.
No.
But, you know, if you'll recall, UK had to close up some KFCs because they were out of chicken.
Right.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess they got a new person to take care of getting the chicken there. Now it appears that those same KFCs facing gravy shortages.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, most of the stores are open again, but they are offering
what
a reduced menu.
What is going on?
It's a distribution problem.
Man.
KFC says, we're working as hard as we can to get this sorted out.
Not hard enough.
Nope. We know that our gravy is a big favorite.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got to have gravy if you want flavor on their mashed potatoes.
Correct. So, or else
they're not that bad.
Hello?
Yeah, y'all should do a little deductive reasoning. Y'all notice that Chelsea knows when anything goes into the break room. She's got a laser beam breaker and a camera, so she sees everything that goes in.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Well, she's also
my studio's
a lot closer
to the break room.
I can't walk that far.
Yeah, but they also made the announcement. I'm just at work when they make the announcements. Zach's like sleeping or, I don't know, not here.
Oh, he's out covering sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm out on the scene.
At 11 a.m. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, so many sports going on then.
That's it. So anyway, they got the shortage on the gravy going on for KFC.
Okay.
But apparently real true panic is hitting Taiwan because, I mean, they got pictures. There's a concern that there will be imminent price increases in toilet paper. And so people
are
going in.
They better not go to Alaska somewhere.
And they're buying all the toilet paper that they can possibly do. The panic buying started after major hypermarkets were informed by the toilet paper manufacturers of a 10 to 30% price increase from mid-March due to rising international pulp prices.
Wow.
Pulp prices.
Now, we may be letting you know ahead of time. Maybe we will have the same thing. There could be a ripple effect.
Uh-oh.
It might be starting in Taiwan. So if I were you today...
Go buy toilet paper.
Get yourself a pallet. Take it home. You'll have it just in case. Because once again, if you'll recall, as we've talked about, when the hurricanes are coming...
Oh, yeah.
It's water and toilet paper.
Water and toilet paper.
Time to grab some pine cones.
Ouch.
That's how they did it back in the day, man.
Well, and there's no Sears catalog anymore, so you can't do that
either. Yeah.
Introducing the 2018 Toyota Corolla with voice-activated navigation controls. Just press the button, give a command, and you're on your way. Find Party Supply Store near here.
Showing nearby Party Supply Stores.
Find closest bakery.
Showing nearby bakeries.
Show directions to home.
Starting guidance to a new route.
Honey, I'm back.
Get everything for the party?
Got it all.
Remember to pick up my mom?
Didn't get it all. The 2018 Corolla, equipped with the latest tech to help with your to-do list and your forgot-to-do list. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a stylish new 2018 Corolla LE for only $189 a month for 36 months, with $26.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 22818.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got
technique. Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm running for District Clerk of Brazos County because I believe my experience working in the District Clerk's office and in private practice as a litigation case manager over the past few years uniquely qualifies me to step into the role as a District Clerk on day one with a fresh perspective. I am the only candidate with Brazos County District Clerk office experience. For more information, go to VoteCrystalKelly.com.
Political ad paid for by Crystal Kelly candidate Chad Jones, Treasurer.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You can join us on the show. You can call. We had a caller just a few minutes ago. You can text us. How do you text us?
You text us by typing in our phone number to your text message app.
Yeah.
979-695-1620.
That's it.
Is it technically an app, the text message?
No.
On your phone?
Okay.
I guess it's a...
A thing.
It's a thing.
Program.
Okay, that's it.
I mean, I guess it's almost like the same, like an application.
It's got an icon.
So, yeah, it's an icon.
Sure.
Guy in Connecticut charged with stealing a cop car and, of course, then driving to Taco Bell like you would.
Like you would.
21-year-old Derek Johnson told the Waterbury police, well, he stole the car from the parking garage, headed to Walmart, then to Taco Bell, where he used the police officer's credit card to buy stuff.
Oh.
That probably
that's
shouldn't
smart.
Have done that.
Why did the cop leave his credit card
that's
in his car?
That's a really good question. Left the car unattended pretty much when he was taking care of some police academy graduation business. Apparently ceremony going on. Derek was arrested after police identified him using surveillance video. Pretty much remember that.
Yeah.
They've got those cameras all over the place, even in Connecticut. He'll have a hearing next month.
Mm.
All right, so this was kind of a neat story. Amazing how first responders can really kind of do stuff against the odds. 16-year-old kid in Wayland, Michigan, started choking. His mom was the only one with him. Now, for some reason, she wasn't able to do a Heimlich maneuver.
Okay.
She did not have access to a phone to call 911. She did have access to the internet. She got on Facebook and tried to get in touch with her local fire department. Unfortunately, she sent the message to the fire department in Wayland, Massachusetts, by mistake, not Michigan.
Okay.
Luckily, somebody saw the call come in. They immediately got on the phone to the firefighters of Wayland, Michigan, sent an ambulance to the address that the woman had listed in her message, and everything's okay.
Wow. Fast typer, Mom.
Yep. By accident, she contacted a fire department 800 miles away, and they made the connection.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So there you go.
Man.
All right, so every state, there's 50 of them. I don't know if you heard about that. There's 50 states out there. And
when did we add one?
Yeah. So, and they ask, what is the most underrated city in your state?
Okay.
Now, they asked the travel writers, so, I mean, they put in some thought, but still, they're mm-hmm. like anybody else. They could have some different favorites. But clearly, there's more to Massachusetts than Boston or whatever.
Right.
In Alaska, it's Homer, Alaska.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. In California, it's Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
In North Carolina, it's Duck, North Carolina.
Duck.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
The amenities of the East Coast and spring break destinations, minus the crowds and the chain restaurants.
Nice.
Until now.
Well, yeah.
Now that we know about
it. Now that it's on the list.
In Louisiana, it's Baton Rouge, which is a pretty cool town, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Zach and I had two very different experiences when we went to Baton Rouge.
Okay.
I stayed in a nicer area near campus.
Ah, okay.
I didn't.
You didn't? Well.
But no, you're right. I think it was a pretty cool
It's a capital city, so that makes sense. Arkansas, it's North Little Rock.
Okay.
Don't know much about that.
Mm-mm.
Oklahoma, it's Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of oil money there.
Mm.
California, Sacramento.
Yep.
New York is Ithaca.
Oh, upstate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Texas. What do you think about Texas? Most underrated city in Texas.
Hmm.
Either you guys Got it?
Lubbock.
yeah, about that.
Just wanted to make Fredericksburg. You guys laugh.
Yeah, Fredericksburg would be a good guess. It's yeah. Fort Worth.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. People, everyone thinks Dallas.
Right. They regard Fort Worth as the last two letters of DFW. Right. I mean, that's the last two letters of the airport code. But it really, it's got a great zoo, has one of the best zoos in the country. It has for a long, long time.
I didn't know that.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And
Stockyards.
Yes, they got the Stockyards, got the Kimball Museum. Mm-hmm. And as they say, Dallas is pretty, but Fort Worth is paid for.
Ah.
Bass Concert Hall is a beautiful place to go here, see a concert or hear a musical act. Downtown, they've got a whole lot of, it's a very walkable city for being Texas.
Right,
and
right.
And that's neat. And that says nothing about what's out around TCU because they've redeveloped out around
TCU.
And
what I like about Fort Worth, it feels a little bit more casual. Yep. Dallas is a little bit more uppity and bougie, so to say.
Bougie.
But Fort Worth is a little bit more just relatable.
They have a compact downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, they do certainly have a loop and they have a freeway system, but unlike Dallas, the streets are somewhat less busy in there. And so anyway, I think that's probably a pretty good choice.
Yeah,
for
I think so too.
City. It's Fort Worth. All right, 726.
I'm Ben Lamon. My wife, Christy, and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamon. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamon Campaign.
Good morning. It's 727, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Got a pretty good run going on here, about 73 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the north, it'll be a little breezy today, gusting up to maybe 20 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, 72 and sunshine. More sun on Saturday with a high near 70. We'll be in the middle 70s on Sunday and Monday. Showers possible in the forecast as we get on to the end of the weekend. But got a couple of days where it's not going to be bad. Right now, the wind's out of the northeast at 14. We have mostly overcast skies. It's 61.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Broward County, Florida, very proud of its Promise program. The website brags that Broward Public Schools are committed to keeping students out of the juvenile justice system. Promise stands for Preventing Recidivism Through Opportunities, Mentoring, Intervention, Support, and Education. It's an Obama program that puts pressure on schools into lowering the arrest rate of minority students. It's in at least 50 districts. Students who would normally be subject to arrest for bad acts in school, including assaults, are instead mentored. So they have no arrest record. They don't show up in background checks. That's the Promise Program mission. Now, after the Parkland school shooting, the Washington Post looked into it. Broward schools used to have more in-school arrests than any other Florida district before the shift to the Promise Program. The Post reports that the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, was getting into trouble around the time of the policy shift. His behavior problems in school included insubordination, profanity, disruption, fighting, and assault. Well, now we know that despite multiple red flags and despite 45 contacts with the cops, Cruz was not arrested. And without an arrest record, he was able to pass a background check to legally purchase weapons, like an AR-15, with which he murdered 17 people. The Democrat Party runs Broward County, from the police to the schools. It's Democrats and not the NRA who must answer for this, and at whom you must be livid.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ah, spring. The birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming, the lawnmower is not starting. Get Mechanic in a Bottle. Mechanic in a Bottle fixes poor or non-running engines by cleaning the fuel system. No more costly repairs. Just one bottle of Mechanic in a Bottle should do the job. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere. Also look for Ethanol Shield Fuel Stabilizer, because treating your fuel in the fall will prevent trouble in the spring.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A month from now, the Bryan City Council will discuss how property owners are notified about code enforcement issues.
Especially with spring coming, it's in the air now and grass will be growing rampant. And we just want to know how citizens are notified that their yards or their empty lots are overgrown and what process we do to notify the citizens.
Ruben Marine says he and fellow councilman Prentice Madison have heard from elderly property owners who may not have the means to keep up their yards.
I think a lot of us want to make sure we're seeing the city of Bryan cleaned up as much as possible. And a lot of these areas that need to be worked on, we want to make sure everything's in place to get that done.
The subject will be addressed at the council's next workshop on March 27th. Tobacco smoking is no longer allowed at almost all Bryan City parks. After a unanimous vote at this week's city council meeting, Mayor Andrew Nelson thanked the work of a student group.
A special note to our Vikings kicking out tobacco. They've been taking some tobacco products out of our parks for a long time here in the city of Bryan. I want to thank you for all you do. Hopefully passing this parks ordinance will give you a little bit less work to do, but we hope you'll continue to make Bryan a better place for us.
Tobacco smoking will continue to be allowed at the city's golf course, and the ban does not apply to electronic smoking devices and smokeless tobacco. There is at least one win-win option to help the affordable housing problem in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on the Infomaniac says he and Habitat for Humanity are looking for the owners of vacant homes who need assistance getting repairs so they can be rented to families.
Helping you find families that would love to rent your property 12 months, not 9 months, but 12 months out of the entire year so that they can be back in a neighborhood that's has been an established neighborhood, has good schools in that neighborhood.
Mooney believes Bryan's mayor would also support the concept. Bryan police investigated two incidents at two Bryan school district campuses on Monday. Officers went to Stephen F. Austin Middle School to check out a Snapchat post that threatened violence towards the school. BPD reports it was deemed not credible and that no threat existed. And at Bryan High, a 16-year-old threatened to assault a 14-year-old. BPD reported no physical assault occurred. Three Bryan police officers responding to the sighting of someone wanted for violating parole resulted in two arrests. The man being sought, 35-year-old Jeremy Rosales of Bryan, was found on top of a dryer covered by clothes. And police found a woman squeezed inside a small laundry basket. The woman, who gave one name to police, then responded to a different name when speaking with the landlord, was arrested for giving false ID. 22-year-old Patricia Adelstein was also held on a warrant from Lampasas County on a drug charge. The arrest report from Bryan police also noted a large amount of methamphetamine was in the house. WTAW News has asked BPD for a specific amount. A College Station police officer curious about a man and a woman walking in the Target parking lot at 5:30 in the morning with a tire and rim led to the man's arrest on multiple charges. 41-year-old James Cates of Cleveland, formerly of Beat Ice, told the officer, according to the arrest report, he removed the tire and rim from the vehicle parked in the Walmart parking lot. Cates also was arrested for possessing two credit cards, two Lone Star benefits cards, and a Social Security card that the officer believed to be stolen, along with two $100 bills the officer wrote were obviously fake. For about 90 minutes yesterday afternoon, water was gushing out of a 24-inch water main in College Station, which closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Rio Grande for about 2 hours.
I'm not aware that anyone is without water. I was just asking that question. There was a dentist's office that we thought was out of water for about 5 minutes, but we were checking on the middle school. And as far as I know, as of right now, they are not out of water.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says an outside contractor was brought in to make repairs.
Because of the large diameter pipe and the material that it's made out of and the way that it's welded together, we bring in an outside company to fix those.
Water valves were switched to keep service to customers. The number two man in charge at College Station Utilities Electric finished 38 years on the job yesterday.
A little sad. I mean, it's going to be missed, but you know, it's been a great place to work.
Tony Mahalski started as a groundsman with CSU in 1980 when the city's population was 37,000.
I just graduated from high school, went looking for a job and found a job and learn the electric business. You know, eventually was climbing poles, working in bucket trucks on the power lines.
Before becoming assistant director, Mahalski worked as a lineman, foreman, supervisor, and superintendent. His wife and he are returning to his hometown of LaGrange, where they're remodeling a house. And a Bryan High graduate who has spent more than 25 years in the district's central office working for five superintendents is retiring. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws has spent the last 18 years in charge of the district's finances. She will officially step down in June. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 61 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank. Or call 979-774-1111. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
I'm Ben Lamond. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
According to The Eagle, Kenny Elliott is familiar with how Justice of the Peace offices should operate. Kenny Elliott's background in law enforcement, his knowledge, and his demeanor make him the best candidate for the office. The Eagle recommends a vote for Kenny Elliott for Brazos County Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1. Also, the College Station Police Officers Association proudly endorses Kenny Elliott for JP Brazos County, Precinct 1. Won't you please consider giving him your support and vote?
Political ad paid for by the Kenny Elliott Campaign, Garth Morgan Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you go.
Storm system pulling out of the area leads to better weather developing across the region today and tomorrow. Will turn partly to mostly sunny and breezy. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and close to 50. Sun's in the forecast for tomorrow. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, lows close to 50 degrees. The outlook for Saturday, early sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness, by Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of stuff to talk about around Aggieland. Aggie men's hoops picked up a win last night, as did Aggie baseball and Aggie softball. Actually, Aggie softball picked up two wins yesterday, so we'll cover all of that, as well as the NBA. All three NBA Lone Star teams in action last night. The Houston Rockets came out on top. Can't say the same for the Spurs or the Mavericks. All that and more coming up in sports.
What did you say? They've won 14 in a row twice this year?
Yes.
Is that right?
They're
wow.
pretty dang good this year,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, apparently
you.
So. That's yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Jim Gaffigan.
I have no expectation of losing weight. Some of it is I used to have all these jokes on donuts, and now sometimes when I do shows out of town, people will give me boxes of donuts, which makes me think, I got to start doing jokes about private jets.
Yeah, why not?
But I'll do a show and someone will give me a box of donuts, or I'll get to my hotel room and in my hotel room there'll be a box of donuts. And I always look at the donuts like, I'm not going to eat those. Yeah. But it's always a box, a dozen donuts. I'm by myself. I'm typically in a city for one night. What kind of monster pig do I come across as? How many donuts should we get, Gaffigan? Enough for a Baptist church. I don't know what to do with all the donuts. You know, I'll eat two. All right, I'll eat four. But I don't know what to do with the rest of them, you know. What do I put them in my Rolly luggage? I did that once. I'm not proud of it. Of course, that was the time I got the random search at the airport.
Yeah.
I made it through the metal detector. This nice TSA guy was like, sorry, sir, random search of your bag. And I was like, but I had to do it, so the TSA guy unzipped the bag. And it was one of those flat boxes of donuts, you know, like Krispy Kreme, so it took up the entire Rolly bag. It looked like I was smuggling donuts.
There you are.
You know, it's interesting, when we were going through security last weekend, they asked if I had any food in my backpack, and I had a snack bag with just different things, you know, granola bars and trail mix and whatever. And so I said, yeah, you know, there is. So they put it off to the side and had to have someone go through it. And man, I have never seen someone just analyze a snack bag
really?
So hardcore. It's like that, you know, obviously, I guess they assume people are trying to smuggle in drugs in their
Was
snack bag. Houston.
Yeah.
In their defense, you are pretty shady.
Right. Yeah, totally. Totally shady.
Well, we had a story.
I had one like a Ziploc baggie of just cereal that I'd put in. And he literally was like, you know, like massaging through my whole,
really?
Like, yeah, bag
crushing
of cereal.
All the Chex Mix and everything.
Man, yeah.
I would have just poured it out.
Yeah.
Should have done that.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to eat it.
They're trying to help out their folks in the little kiosks and stuff in the
That's
airport.
Right.
So
give them some snacks.
Yeah, they can charge you $15 for a bag of Chex Mix.
Yeah, they didn't confiscate any of it. They All let right. me have it. But.
Score some granola, guys. Hey,
yeah.
Hey. Yeah, lunch is on me.
Seriously.
Yeah. So apparently Olive Garden has done it again.
Okay.
They've, they've come up with some new dish. It's the newest item at Olive Garden is the Meatball Pizza Bowl.
Okay.
It
is an edible bowl made of pizza dough.
Whoa.
That is filled with cheese, sauce, and 10 meatballs.
So it's like the Italian taco salad.
Something like that. I guess that's probably right. Costs $9. And, of course, it comes with unlimited salad and breadsticks.
Yeah, more bread. More bread.
I want you to think about that. You go ahead and eat 12 breadsticks while you're waiting for this thing to get there.
Oh, yeah.
You will be carved up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. Caller.
That looks delicious.
Caller.
Yeah, I have a comment and a request.
All right.
The comment is, I'm normally something of a sexist when it comes to TV and radio personalities. But Chelsea does a good job reading the news. I'm very satisfied with that.
Thank you.
And secondly, could you play more political ads?
Well, sure. We can do that because, baby, they keep the lights on.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they better do that. Okay. I don't know what the first comment meant. You did a good job.
There you go, news. Chelsea.
Apparently women don't normally read the news well, but I do.
He's no longer a He-Man woman hater.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad I could change your mind.
Well, but, you know, that it's true when it comes to... Oh, I don't.
What are you going? What's the?
Where are we going, Scott?
Very carefully.
All right. These are some television anchors from Milwaukee.
Okay.
Okay. So they're doing a report early in the morning on Tuesday of this week, and they noticed what they thought were a bunch of UFOs in a live shot over the city.
Okay.
It's about 50 white lights that were glowing and moving around and that sort of thing. So here we go.
Are those fireworks? What is that?
It looks like some fireworks or something.
Aliens? I don't know.
What the heck is that?
You see it, right?
I'm actually, yes,
okay.
I do see it.
Okay.
It's getting weirder by the second.
I know.
It's like they're sticking around.
We're going to do some digging. And
we're going to what? Do some digging. Oh, okay.
What else do you want them to do? It's a UFO.
I don't know. It's fine.
So what was it actually?
I don't know. I haven't heard. It's Milwaukee. Wouldn't care.
Going to do some digging.
All right, so we got to find out if anybody's going to eat one of these things and call us about it.
They look delicious. Maybe our friend who has that pasta pass, or who did. I think Chad, go to Olive Garden, try the meatball bowl.
This is a lot of food, it looks like to me.
I don't know.
Kinda. I mean, I've seen the picture.
If you go to Olive Garden, you wear the stretchy pants.
All right.
Zach's always got his stretchy pants on.
Well, it's either that or pop the top button.
Well, yeah.
You just assume not do that out in public, right?
Yeah, stretchy pants are a little bit more acceptable. Kind of, sometimes.
Okay, it's time to pop the button. Yeah, bring some more food.
I go to Olive Garden looking like a gangster wearing my tracksuit.
This is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider.
G'day there, I'm Nick Adams, I'm a Texan, I'm a Fox News commentator and I love America. And this is a message about Paul Riga. He's running for re-election for the Brazos County Republican Party and you need to vote for him. Keep the Brazos County Republican Party in conservative hands. Vote Paul Riga.
Howdy, I'm Paul Riga. I work hard and fight for you every day to keep Brazos County in Texas strong and conservative. I humbly ask for your vote.
Re-elect my dad, Paul Riga, Republican Party Chairman.
Political ad paid for by Paul Riga.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Many engaged couples approach their wedding day with a nagging doubt lingering in the back of their mind. They wonder if they can really make this thing called marriage work. If you're in that place, there's a simple way to help you determine how well your relationship will go in the future. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. How would your fiancé react if you simply said no? Your answer can be an important indicator for the quality of marriage you're likely to have. Is your fiancé comfortable with the idea that you have unique desires and interests that differ from theirs? Does he or she respect your right to set boundaries? You see, if they respect your right to say no, it says a lot about their ability to handle the give and take of a mature relationship. On the other hand, if telling them no stirs up trouble, consider what that may mean for your future. In fact, your mate may feel you have no right to place limits within the relationship. Or their resistance could be revealing a sense of entitlement hidden just beneath the surface. Whatever the reason, the inability to take no for an answer is a strong indicator that you're likely to have problems throughout your marriage. So ask yourself, What if I say no? If the answer raises a red flag, it's best to address it now before you walk down the aisle. For more help to build a thriving marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. Don't start the new year in pain. Contact Biosystem Fitness for a free consultation. Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages. Good morning at 7:51. T.J. Stark scored 15 points and hit the go-ahead basket with 58 seconds remaining to push Texas A&M men's hoops past Georgia last night 61-60. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the win.
Heck of a basketball game. Two teams fighting for their lives, and I'm really proud of our guys ending it with a defensive stop, something we talk about often. But it was a great win.
Now, with the victory, Coach and the guys improved to 19-11 on the season and 8-9 in SEC play. Next up is the regular season finale against Alabama this Saturday. On the women's side of the court, the 15th-ranked Aggs are in Nashville, getting set to take on Arkansas in the SEC tournament. Coach Gary Blair says his team is prepared for a big run.
I have confidence going into it. I will be bringing four sets of clothes, and that's what you have to do. You've got to think ahead. But I've also gone to the SEC tournament and been one and out before, and that's the worst feeling in the whole world.
Tip-off between the Aggies and Razorbacks is this afternoon at 2 o'clock with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the baseball diamond, Logan Foster went deep and drove in three as the 11th-ranked Aggies held off Incarnate Word last night 9-7 at Bluebell Park. The victory wraps up a perfect month for the Maroon and White, who went 9-0 in February.
I do feel good about the team. I think we're in a good place, and I think guys feel good about themselves, and it's time for this team to go on the road and play some different people and be in a different park and different routine and, you know, embrace that opportunity.
And that's Coach Rob Childress after last night's victory. Now the guys will head on the road this weekend as they head to Frisco to take part in the Frisco Classic at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. Across the street, 6th-ranked Aggie softball picked up a pair of midweek wins yesterday, 9-1 and 3-0 over interstate rival Sam Houston State. Starters Trinity Harrington and Samantha Shaw were the only pitchers the Aggs needed, combining for 11 innings of one-run ball. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
There was at least the first inning, maybe in the second, that Trin never even threw a ball. Just strikes early and getting outs, and that's what we want, you know, just to have her throw ground balls and let us make plays. And Sam was terrific out here tonight. She's doing a nice job of throwing several different pitches for strikes, which is going to make her so solid and tough. So I thought her composure was really good.
With the win, the Maroon and White improved to 14-2 on the year. The Houston Rockets now have their second 14-game winning streak of the season following a dominant first quarter in last night's 105-92 win over the LA Clippers. Now, despite the victories, Coach Mike D'Antoni says he's never satisfied.
Overall, we got to get better. I've got to work on rotations, make sure we get the right guys at the right times. You know, we didn't even talk about Clint Capela. I don't know what he had, 22 and 12 or 14, 13. And I mean, he played unbelievably great. And Eric Gordon, great to have him back. You know, we just have a lot of guys that we just got to keep in rhythm and rest them up a little bit.
James Harden delivered 17 of his 25 points in the first quarter as the Rockets outscored the Clippers 34-12 in the opening period. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis scored 26 points and pulled down 15 rebounds as the New Orleans Pelicans edged San Antonio 121-116. And Russell Westbrook put up 30 points and 11 boards as the Oklahoma City Thunder topped the Dallas Mavericks 111-110 in overtime. In bad news for the Houston Astros, his first baseman Yuli Gurriel has undergone left hand surgery and is expected to miss the start of the season. Normal recovery time for the operation is 6 weeks, which means Gurriel will miss the first 2 weeks of the season. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Biosystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Prior to becoming commissioner, among other roles, Irma Colley has served on the State Board of Pardons and Parole as a parole board member, a position appointed to her by Governor Ann Richards. She has served as a juvenile probation officer, field unit, and court supervisor for Brazos County Juvenile Services and as director of the Girls Club of Brazos County.
Hi, this is Irma Coley, your County Commissioner, Precinct 4. I'm running for re-election and I need your support. Please go and vote today for Irma Coley, County Commissioner, Precinct 4. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Irma Coley campaign, Helen Washington Treasurer.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Later on, I guess when Lee is here, what's your pet says about you,
what ooh,
your, the kind of pet you have, what
okay,
it says about you.
Well, he doesn't speak, Scott, so I don't know what he says.
Well, it has to do with you and why you chose that as a pet, I'm
well,
thinking.
Lord, I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
News broke yesterday. The National Football League is changing its pizza sponsor.
Yeah, I saw this.
Oh.
Pizza, you for the last 8 years, it was Papa John's.
Right.
So now they've picked Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Got a new contract. Roger Goodell announced the change yesterday. He said, with a focus on family, friends, and fun, Pizza Hut has the creativity we're looking for in a partner, and we look forward to working together with them to make the at-home NFL experience more exciting than ever for our fans. Yeah.
I will take Papa over any other carryout. I usually go Papa John's.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the crust.
It's
okay,
a four-year deal. Now, didn't he get a little persnickety about a month ago?
Yeah.
Didn't he have a little problem with him?
Right. It didn't have to do with the national anthem?
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe it
and
was.
I think it, but regardless, he caused a lot of controversy. He had to come out and apologize.
Yep.
Not, you know, only was he the CEO, but obviously the face of all their commercials.
Sure.
And so, yeah, this is not surprising news.
Now, and one of the Manning boys owns like a few of them, right?
Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
There. Hey, good news for people who don't like commercials. Variety says NBC will be cutting back on the number of commercials in more than 50 primetime shows by 20%. That includes shows like that are on NBC, Telemundo, USA, MSNBC, and E, among other TV networks. Commercials in reruns will apparently not be affected. Yeah, because they jam those puppies in as much as they can when it comes to reruns. But anyway, apparently there will be fewer commercials.
Okay.
Instagram era.
Mm-hmm.
More important than ever to find food that looks just as good as it tastes. The trendy new vegetable on sale would be pink lettuce.
Oh.
No.
Pink
okay,
lettuce.
No, thanks.
And apparently it's not artificially dyed or anything.
Oh.
So it's
just naturally pink.
Kind of slightly bitter taste is available in Whole Paycheck stores.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Of course.
And it's a very photogenic thing, so you can go look up.
Your salads can look prettier.
Oh, won't that be so nice?
Yeah. Soon not eat it.
The first vending machine ever was in Egypt in the first century. It dispensed holy water.
Okay.
One out of every 14 U.S. Americans under the age of 50 either owns or has used a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Again, I've only got two copies.
Not me.
Only two.
8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.